Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Wednesday, September 16th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by F5 Media. And to kick things off this morning, yesterday was a historic day for the Middle East after Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and the U.S. signed a peace treaty agreement called the Abraham Accords. President Trump presided over the agreement, which took place in Washington, D.C., and many believe it will be a great first step in creating stability among the nations, but it does exclude Palestine and Iran. Now, ever since the U.S. recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, Palestine has given Washington the cold shoulder and is not engaged in any peace efforts. Regardless, the agreement has generated support from many countries, including Saudi Arabia, which is somewhat surprising given their public feud with Israel. The Saudi Kingdom has even opened its airspace for commercial flights between the two nations, which signals progress from a socio-political and economic standpoint. With that in mind, let's make a quick shift over to domestic news, where the Justice Department has been inquiring about Nikola. The DOJ is working with the SEC and the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office over claims that the electric vehicle startup misled investors after making inaccurate claims about its technology. Now, it's important to keep in mind that these inquiries may not lead to any formal allegations of fraudulent behavior, but the SEC does have the authority to pursue civil charges, while prosecutors can bring forth federal criminal charges. Nikola has maintained its position and continues to state that it did not engage in any wrongdoing. GM CEO Mary Barra has also announced her support for Nikola and defended GM's due diligence after making a deal with the electric automaker last week. Now for our third story of the day, Apple had its first virtual keynote event yesterday where they announced several new products, including the Apple Watch Series 6, a new paid streaming fitness service called Fitness Plus, and the Apple One, which is a bundle of digital subscriptions starting at $14.95. However, one thing that the company didn't show during the product reveal is the new iPhone, due to the fact that COVID-19 has pushed back production. Analysts believe that the company will reveal the flagship product next month, which millions of consumers are looking forward to. According to the Wall Street Journal, roughly 40% of the 950 million iPhone users globally have not upgraded their phone in 3.5 years. With that in mind, experts believe that if Apple can produce a 5G-capable iPhone, then they will see a dramatic increase in upgrades. That being said, demand for all Apple products have been very high, given that many people have been stuck at home due to the pandemic. Another company that's benefited from the rise in online shopping is FedEx. The delivery company reported its highest quarterly earnings ever, as they shipped 31% more packages a day through their ground network. As a result, FedEx's profits surged by 60% after earning $1.25 billion over the past quarter, helping them beat analyst expectations. Shortly after, shares did increase by more than 9% in after-hours trading. Now for our fifth and final story today, Kraft Heinz is planning on selling a big part of its cheese business for $3.2 billion. The company has stated that it wants to simplify its business and focus on brands that offer the best opportunity to align with their customer base. Ever since the company merged together, Kraft Heinz is at a difficult time maintaining customers, as many are shifting over to trendier and healthier alternatives. Currently, Kraft Heinz is valued at nearly $40 billion, while maintaining a debt load of roughly $30 billion. Fortunately, the food company now plans to take a very aggressive approach when it comes to cutting costs. At a recent investors meeting, company executives mentioned their plan to cut $2 billion in costs over the next 5 years, starting with at least a $350 million reduction this year. Anyways, folks, that's all we've got for you today. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we will catch you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.